What is going on? It's a Saturday, June 30th. Can you believe the MMA podcast has hit you back to back to back days? That is the good news. The bad news, no UFC today. Although we will have a July full of cards, five cards in July. Not going to be many weekends like this, leaving the MMA fans thirsty for fights. Of course, joined by your boy, pardon me, P-Money at Sweet Pappy Jones. Pat, what's going on?
J-Dub. Oh, man, we're just maxing out. It's the weekend. Couldn't wait. We hit the finish line. It's a super Saturday. It'd be a little better if we had some UFC action, but that's all right. You know, it's going to be a solid day. World Cup is pop-locking. It's getting real as far as that goes. I mean, this ain't the World Cup podcast, though, and I'm not even going to call myself a casual fan or any kind of fan. I just watch a couple games every 4 years when the World Cup is on, but that's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, the World Cup, you know, it's an unfortunate time of the sports year, but you know, the World Cup is always fun. We got a little Saturday round of 16 action: Uruguay, Portugal, France versus Argentina. But you're right, we're not going to talk about soccer today, even though I'll probably check those games out by the pool, dip my toes in the pool because it's 170 degrees outside here in Tampa, Florida. But we got a big month ahead. Today's the last day of June, and July is coming. July is around the corner. July is going to be a big month for MMA cards. Like I said, we have five cards starting off with, I guess, when does fight week officially start? Sunday? Monday? I guess you could say it officially starts now because we don't have anything going on. It's soon going to be fight week for International Fight Week. We'll see that tough finale, UFC 226, the following week. That big Boise card, then a lesser card in Hamburg, and then another big card in Calgary, Alberta, before they hand it off for an early August card, UFC 227. But we're not getting into August. We're talking about July. And like I said, five cards, a ton of people fighting. Pat, what fight card, not which fight, but what event are you looking forward to the most in this upcoming month of July 2018?
Jake, this is a very tough call for me to make, if I'm being honest. We got five fight cards, and man, it's... They're scheduled to be some pretty good ones. I mean, Alvarez versus Poirier 2, stacked. The Boise-Idaho card, set up to be a pretty good fight. UFC 226, I mean, double title fight. You know, it's going to be dank. If I'm really looking at it, I don't know, man. I'm so torn. This Boise card, I may actually be leaning towards Boise-Idaho. I love Boise, Idaho. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. It's a fun time. God bless Boise. I don't work for their board of tourism, but, you know, if they want to send me a little check, you know, I'll drop them my P.O. box. But, yeah, it's a, you know, lovely state, lovely town. And, man, they got a stack card coming to it, too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, this Boise card headline, you know. It's headlined by Junior Dos Santos and Blagoy Ivanov, but I can pick out, like, multiple fights. I think I might be just as pumped as than the main event. You have that Miles Jury versus Chad Mendez fight. Mendez coming back after being suspended for taking... It was an unfortunate thing. He had to take this medication for his skin condition. He has psoriasis. And ended up getting popped for it and had to serve, I think, what was an 18-month suspension. Back from that, you got Eddie Wineland, Darren Elkins, and Justin Scoggins all on the prelims who are all guaranteed to throw down. You got Randy Brown versus Nico Price, underrated welterweight match. You got a couple familiar faces in Liz Carmouche, Of course, what fight card is complete without a little love from your boy Sage Northcutt taking on Zach Ottow, Dennis Bermudez versus Rick Glenn. This is, I mean, top to bottom, it isn't necessarily that one fight stands out. This is just a card that I want to make sure I see every single fight, because it's not like a title fight. I'm not, you know, that, you know, I'm not, you know, if I miss it, I'm not gonna kill myself or anything. But all of these fights, I for sure want to watch. Were you gonna jump in there?
Oh man, I'm always ready to jump in, Jake. You know, it's a it's definitely, that's kind of one of the things that stood out with me too. And I mean, you can say the same thing about 226, and you can say the same thing about a lot of the cards gonna be going on in July. But yeah, really from top to bottom, I mean, Jessica Aguilar versus Jody Escobel opening up the fight pass cards. For me, I'm like Jessica Aguilar and making strawweight. You know, she's still one of the most relevant names in the strawweight division. Carmouche versus Jennifer Maia, a couple big names there at women's flyweight. I want to say this is going to be Carmouche's first fight back at flyweight in the UFC. Actually, oh no, I'm sorry. That was actually her fight against Alexis Davis, which is a super close one. But yeah, then. I mean, Justin Scoggins versus Saeed Nurmagomedov. Jake, as you alluded to, Nico Price versus Randy Brown. Great scrap there. Darren the Damage Elkins. Alexander Volkanovski. Elkins on a great little run himself. Wineland versus Alejandro Perez. I mean, and then you get into the main card after that. It's, Zingano versus Marion Renault. That is a scrap at 135. Those are two of the toughest names at 135 pounds. Oh, my goodness. Chad Mendes coming back from, you know, who knew that his psoriasis cream had the magma in it? Should have checked for it. But God bless him. He served his time. He's back. Super Sage coming up against Zach Otto. Oh, my goodness. Nice little six-fight main card there. Can't be mad at that. And, you know, hopefully Paul Felder gets a nice little replacement for a co-main there, stays on the card. And, yeah, Dos Santos versus Ivanov. That's going to be a great scrap. Love the heavyweight fights. Dos Santos is truly one of those heavyweight fighters. Even if it, for me mostly, if it's not a first-round knockout, it's a snoozer of a heavyweight fight. But Dos Santos consistently seems to be the exception to that. Even if he goes all 25 men, he's putting on some wars. So, yeah, it's for me... Oh, tough call, but yeah, definitely one of, if not the strongest card the whole month. I don't know. What are you thinking, Jake?
Yeah, no, we have been talking a lot about the old guard and the new guard at heavyweight, whether Ivanov will be able to jump over Junior Dos Santos, though, I believe is a few years his elder. Not sure. I'm leaning Dos Santos in this one. And like you alluded to before, I was going to say something but forgot. Boise, Idaho, a beautiful city and a beautiful state. I watched UFC 200 at a Hampton Inn in Boise, Idaho. I was on a road trip driving up to the Pacific Northwest. I believe this was still back in my Denver days, or maybe it wasn't. Who knows? But yeah, it was a nice time. I think if I remember correctly, it was like in July. And it was like icy rain up there. It was cold as hell. But the card that I'm most pumped for this month is obvious. It is. I gotta take UFC 226. This might be the card of the year. It features what might be the fight of not just the year. This might be the biggest, you know, as far as really title meaningfulness. We've never seen a heavyweight. We've rarely seen champion versus champion in the UFC, especially in the modern era. I believe the only time we've seen champion versus champion was Conor stripped of the featherweight belt before he fought Eddie. I don't think he was. I think he held both belts. So yeah, yeah. I think
immediately after.
Yeah, I think it was Conor versus Eddie. That was really the only modern era fight where we've seen champ versus champ. Stipe versus Daniel Cormier is gonna be an all-timer. I cannot wait. And that fight really is such a stylistic head scratcher, and I'm not going to get into breaking any of these fights down, because these fights will all be in a week, and in the upcoming days, we will be breaking them down, so I'm not going to spoil any of that, but gosh darn, Stipe versus Daniel is going to be a barn burner, and the other title fight, Max Holloway taking on Brian Ortega, and I like the aspect of this. You know, we've seen so many title fights of recent where it's the old guard versus the new guard, or the established champion versus, you know, the up-and-comer, or, you know, the heavy favorite against the underdog. This isn't any of that. Max still is looking, you know, he took the belt from Aldo and still hasn't really beaten anyone except Aldo since then. You know, he did beat him twice, but he's still looking to kind of define his title reign at 145. And this is new guard versus new guard. These are a couple guys in their early to mid-20s. These are guys who are going to be around for a while. And I love, too, these are a couple guys who at least seemingly don't go into the game with any ego. They check their ego at the door, and they just want to throw down. They seem to embody all the best things that come with the sport. I'm not saying that smack talk is bad. Colby Covington is one of my favorite fighters around currently. But, you know, they are both very, very dignified, respectful fighters who, and both kind of are so similar. And stylistically, it's really difficult to pick, especially after Brian Ortega just clobbered Frankie Edgar early. That fight crazy, and God, it was just this entire card, just top to bottom, almost like the Boise one. It's gonna be a lot of fun. You got, of course, the who I try and explain my home state of Florida like this. Florida is the Mike Perry of the United States. Like, Florida is just the face tatted up, white trash, angry, loud, aggressive. You step on his shoe, he's going to freak out. Like, Mike Perry embodies everything that is my great state of Florida. Even though I think he was born in Flint, Michigan, or somewhere up in Michigan, he has moved down here and adopted his Floridian-ness. And, man, as annoying and as pesty and as much of a heel as he can be, I can't help but root for the Floridian-ness in him. Even on the UFC Fight Pass prelims, some barn burners, man. Dan Hooker versus Gilbert Burns, Lando Venata versus Drakkar Klose. Those are going to be fun. So yeah, UFC 226, couple of title fights. I couldn't be any more pumped. You have any thoughts? I don't want to go too deep on it because, like I said, we're going to be previewing it this week. But what fights stand out for you? I mean, there are so many good ones. I didn't even mention Saki versus Roundtree, Chiesa versus Pettis, Ngannou Lewis, Uriah Hall fighting Paulo Costa. This is chock full. Rafael Asunciao, one of the best bantamweights in the world, fighting way down on the prelims, just shows you how deep this card is.
Yeah, this card is stupid stacked. 226, I mean, oh my goodness. Lando Venata versus Drakkar Klose, that could be a pay-per-view opener on most cards. If they didn't have Gokhan fucking Saki taking on Khalil Roundtree opening up the pay-per-view, I mean, that would be a perfect one. I mean, Jamie Moyle versus Emily Whitmire, those are some great strawweights right there. Those girls like to scrap. Dan Hooker versus Gilbert Burns, super-duper. Super duper, I say, on the MMA podcast. I mean, Rafael of Sun's House versus Rob Font, two top tier 135 pounders. It's just crazy action all through the whole thing. And yeah, two title fights. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't know. This is a pay per view, I would say, myself, I deem worth the price of admission. Just a fun night of fights there lined up. Can't wait to break those down more in the next couple of days.
And with this card also comes that UFC, or that tough finale card, headlined by Brad Tavares and Israel Adesanya. I'm going to have a bunch of fights on that. I really won't get too deep into that one, that Tough 27 finale. That'll be the Friday before UFC 226, just because it is in less than a week, and we'll be breaking it down soon. Two other cards in July, one a little bit bigger than the other, the smaller one, July 22nd, Hamburg, Germany, Volkan versus Shogun, the main event, Glover Teixeira versus Ilir Latifi, the co-man, main, and Marcin Tybura versus Stefan Struve. And what is stylistically a really interesting match. This will be one of those where I'll catch the highlights of the prelims. I might try and catch a couple of the prelim fights. There are some fighters that I've heard of and I want to see fight. Justin Ledet, I've heard of. Emil Meek, obviously, we're familiar with. Nick Hein. And then that main card, a lot of familiar names. I actually really want to see how they do. Alan Joban, Mark Diakase, Vitor Miranda. So I'll it doesn't look as deep as the other July events, but I don't think that's really to its discredit. It's just to the credit of July being such a monster month. What fights do you like on this Hamburg card?
Yeah, and you know what, Jake? Like you're saying, it could just be a measure of comparison thing here. I mean, looking at this card just by itself, definitely not a bad card. I mean, even there's some names in just about every fight. I mean, as you're saying, Justin Ledet, Emil Meek, Nick Hein. I'm vaguely familiar with Damian Stasiak and Jeremy Kimball. Not bad on the prelims, and then getting into the main card. Alan Joban, Mark Giacchese, Vitor Miranda. Admittedly, I'm not familiar with their opponents in each of their respective fights, but some good names there. And then, you know, the Tabura Struve, Ilir Latifi versus Glover, Shogun versus Ozdemir. Should be a solid main card, and the prelims as well. A couple light heavyweight scraps on there. May not be the biggest names, but probably, looks like there could be some real good entertainment value there for sure.
Yeah, and that brings us to the final card of the month. UFC on Fox, Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier, the rematch, or Poirier, I don't know, I always mispronounce it, mainly to anger our Louisianan listeners, and at the Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, the same place Marty St. Louis potted that double overtime Game 6 goal in the Stanley Cup Finals. To bring the game back to Tampa to win a Stanley Cup in 2004. But aside from that, man, what a card this is. This is such a load. This any other month would have had to have been, what am I, Canadian now? This had to have been, one of the cards that we would have chosen as fight card we're looking forward to, because I mean, top to bottom, I don't think they have officially separated everything out into a main card and prelims yet, but I mean, I'm just going to read down all these fights. This is a mega card. Like I mentioned, Eddie Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier 2. Jose Aldo versus Little Heathen. Yep, we get to see Aldo Stevens. Joanna Jędrzejczyk. First fight in a while that for her that won't be a title fight. Taking on Tisha Torres. At lightweight, Alexander Hernandez against Olivier Aubin-Mercier. And there's a lot of hype around this Hernandez guy. I know a lot of fans haven't heard of him, but he might just drop Olivier Aubin-Mercier down early. Jordan Meehan versus Alex Morono, Randa Marcos versus Nina Ansaroff. Just a loaded card. There's another five or six fights with familiar names on it too. But yeah, they are giving the Western Canadian fans a treat and a half with this one. What fights stand up out for you before we wrap up this Saturday edition of the pod and let the folks go watch their World Cup soccer?
Oh man, well, there's really a ton of fights that stand out to me. I'm actually, the more I look at this one, I'm like, man, was Boise really better than this one? I love Boise, but do I love Boise more than Jeremy Little Heathen Stevens taking on Jose Aldo? I don't know. That is a fight and a half. And as you, I mean, Tisha Torres versus Joanna,
Alvarez versus Poirier, even kicking the things. Well, again, bout order not finalized, but Dustin Ortiz versus Matthias Nicolau. Probably just butchered that name in all respects, but Dustin Ortiz, definitely one of my favorite flyweights to watch, definitely a scrapper. John McDessie versus Ross Pearson should be a great striking battle there. Cajun Johnson versus Islam Makhachev. Alexis Davis versus Caitlin Chikagian. Gadzimurad Antigulov versus Ian Kutaleba. I mean, this is just a stacked card. Not to mention all the other ones you mentioned, Alex Morano and Jordan Mean. I mean, oh my goodness, lots of Canadian favorites and lots of just fan favorites overall. This whole card is just going to be crazy. I'm very pumped for the month of July.
July, it's unfortunately, Pat, it's going to be a scorcher and a half for you and me. Me and the me in the humid swamp of Central Florida, you in the dry, arid desert of Southern California. But you know what? We're going to live. We're going to keep our nose to the grindstone. We're going to stay healthy. We're going to work our ass off. And we're going to enjoy some UFC goodness, some Bellator goodness, some MMA goodness. I'm ashamed we didn't even get into the other side of it, but I don't think there are any major events going down. If we will, we might have to edit this show. But for Sweet Pappy Jones, thanks for listening to a special Saturday edition. Go out there, get some vitamin B or whatever fucking vitamin comes from the sun. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Or actually, I am. But thank you for listening to the MMA Podcast. We'll catch you soon. We love the shit out of you. Follow us on Twitter at the MMA Podcast, themmapodcast.com. Follow Pat at Sweet Pappy Jones. And until next time, we gone.